Good evening and welcome to this service of prayer and healing in the style of Tazay. We welcome all of those who are here in the sanctuary and all of you who are watching on live stream. We are just one in the spirit, and even though we can't see each other, the oneness is still there. I want to invite those of you in the sanctuary, if you have not picked up a little vial of anointing oil, you might do so. You have time before the service uses it. Those of you in the live stream world, if you want to get a small cup or a little bit of it could be olive oil or vegetable oil, any oil that you have, or even scented oil that you have in the house to have ready for the second half of the service. This service is contemplative in nature, which means that we're doing more listening than talking to God. We're trying to open ourselves to God's presence, and so we do this with music. The music in the style of Tazay is repeated so that we quiet the mind. We do this with silence. And sometimes we do it with words from people who either in the scriptures or wisdom, wise people. This particular service is dedicated to the idea of divine love, and we will be listening to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and also to Julian of Norwich's writing from the 14th century. Julian had a terribly debilitating illness. She thought she was going to die, and then she had a vision, and then after that, she was God's. She lived in a little cell on the outside of the church in Norwich, and she ministered to people from the window. She was a master of herbs and the other poultices and things that could help people heal. And what I will be reading later on is a portion of her writings about that. The music of Tazay is simple and meant to be repeated. Most of it we are singing in English, I believe, and invite you to sing along. The singing act, as one of our great theologians said, St. Augustine, said that the Christian who sings prays twice. And I think he's talking about how we enlist all of our faculties in singing and praying through singing. I will give some specialized instructions later on, but now we will begin with the singing.
Thank you.
And now these words from Julian of Norwich. And from the time that the vision was shown, I desired often to know what our Lord's meaning was. And 15 years and more afterward, I was answered in my spiritual understanding thus: would you know your Lord's meaning in this? Know it well. Love was his meaning. Who showed it to you? Love. What did he show you? Love. Why did he show it? For love. Keep yourself therein, and you shall know and understand more in the same. But you shall never know nor understand any other thing forever. Thus I was taught that love was our Lord's meaning, and I saw quite clearly in this and in all that before God made us, God loved us, which love was never slaked nor ever shall be. And in this love God has done all his work, and in this love God has made all things profitable to us. And in this love our life is everlasting. In our creation we had a beginning, but the love wherein he made us was in him with no beginning. And all this shall be seen in God without end.
Thank you. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love,
I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge,
and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love,
I have nothing.
If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love,
I gain nothing.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude.
It does not insist on its own way.
It is not irritable or resentful.
It does not rejoice in wrongdoing,
but rejoices in the truth.
It bears all things,
believes all things,
hopes all things,
endures all things.
Love never ends.
But as for prophecies, they will come to an end.
As for tongues, they will cease.
As for knowledge, it will come to an end.
For we know only in part,
and we prophesy only in part.
But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end.
When I was a child, I spoke like a child.
I thought like a child.
And I reasoned like a child.
When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways.
For now we see in a mirror dimly.
But then we will see face to face.
Now I know only in part.
Then I will know fully, even as I have become fully known.
And now faith, hope, love abide, these three.
And the greatest of these is love.
Thank you.
So this meditation is meant to guide you further and deeper. It is a way of putting the mind in the heart, which is a prayer that comes from the Eastern Christian tradition, the ones that came from Constantinople, Eastern Orthodox and Russian Orthodox, and that branch, which kept its mystical part alive. And so what we're going to do is use some imagination to bring the mind into the heart, the wisdom seat down into the heart. And then there will be about 10 minutes of silence. And in that 10 minutes, your mind will probably be distracted a lot. So rather than worry about it or follow those thoughts, you simply let them go. This is one of the principles of centering prayer, just letting the thoughts go, not worrying about how you're failing or anything. It's not that. You're simply letting them go. So we'll begin by just noticing how your sit bones are making contact with the floor or the chair. Maybe noticing your feet on the floor if you're sitting in a chair or pew. And then notice your breath. Sometimes when we really allow ourselves to be supported by the furniture or the floor, we recognize that we can relax enough to breathe. You may feel some movement in the ribs. This would be a good thing. And then bring your awareness to that spot where all too often these days our temperature is taken, right above the nose and the eyebrows, right in the center. This has been traditionally a chakra opening and the seat of wisdom. So we'll just follow that back into the center of the head and down a little bit, and we get to the top of the spine, right between the ears. We're going to use the 7 vertebrae in the neck as steps. We're going to take this wisdom down into the heart, step by step. So step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5, step 6, step 7. And now we've entered the chest, which is the domain of the physical heart. But we know that the heart is larger than the physical heart, that it occupies a vibrational space about 3 feet all around. And now that we have brought wisdom into the heart space, we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. This is the space where our divine self and God meet most freely, without barriers. This is where we can connect with all the people that we have known and loved, whether they are living or have passed into the next realm, all the people that we are going to meet in our lives. All are connected in this place. So as we are silent for the next 10 minutes, just keep returning to that space or to your breath whenever there is an interruption by your thoughts. And know that every time you return, that is a wonderful act of love. Jesus was a man of deep prayer, and his disciples noticed that. And they asked him to teach them to pray. And he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." This next segment of the service, we will be singing, and if you have not yet gotten a little oil, if you want to do that now, those of you in the sanctuary, there are those little vials outside, if you want to go do that. If you already have yours, or you are with someone, you can anoint each other at the time. You can anoint yourself. One of these days, we will be able to offer anointing here at the altar rail, and we're looking forward to that. The tradition is that you place the oil and you make a vertical in the name of the Father, and then a horizontal in the name of the Son, and then I just touch the center in the name of the Holy Spirit. Or you can use whatever Trinitarian formula is you're most comfortable with. You can do that at any time during this singing.
Thank you. Behind all of that.